Hey, welcome back to the Bryant Park Project from NPR News. We're on digital, FM, Sirius Satellite Radio, and online at npr.org/Bryant Park. I'm Rachel Martin.
And I'm Allison Stewart. Coming up, an untapped massive natural gas reservoir that could double the nation's annual output of natural gas. More on that in just a moment. First, let's get some news headlines.
This is NPR.
Thanks, Allison. Followers of radical Shiite cleric Muqtada al-Sadr have called for a nationwide civil disobedience campaign to protest actions by U.S. and Iraqi troops. The head of the self-named Sadr's parliamentary bloc is demanding that U.S. raids against his followers stop and that Sadr's detainees be released. The announcement comes as Shiite militia fighters clash with Iraqi security forces in the Shiite area of Baghdad called Sadr City and in the southern city of Basra. Iraq's prime minister has flown to Basra to try to quell the violence there. Closer to home, Detroit Mayor Kwame Kilpatrick is facing felony charges of perjury and obstruction of justice in a scandal that could end his political career and send him to prison. Prosecutors allege that Kilpatrick and his former chief of staff lied under oath about having an affair and firing police officers who were investigating them. Kilpatrick denies the allegations and says the prosecution is paying too much attention to bad press he's received.
I'm deeply disappointed in the prosecutor's decision. I can't say that I am surprised, however. This has been a very flawed process from the very beginning. I look forward to complete exoneration once all the facts surrounding this matter have been brought forth.
Kilpatrick's lawyer argues that his client is a victim of selective prosecution. In business headlines, Google is asking the Federal Communications Commission to open up television airwaves known as white space to mobile internet devices. The space will become vacant after broadcasters convert to digital TV signals in 2009. Google plans to create more internet services for mobile phones and devices, and they say unlocking the airwaves will ensure that consumers can access the internet from anywhere. Other business news, the U.S. Department of Justice has approved a merger of XM Satellite Radio and Sirius Satellite Radio. The approval is the first step in combining the two struggling companies. Here's NPR's Felix Contreras.
The Department of Justice had to determine if the proposed merger would create a monopoly. Sirius Satellite Radio made the proposal a year ago, and both companies claim consumers will see substantial savings as a result, a claim consumer groups have disputed. In making their appeal for the $5 billion buyout, officials from Sirius claimed the two companies were not competing against each other, but with all manner of mobile technologies, from satellite radio to iPods. In a lengthy statement announcing its decision, the Department of Justice seems to agree. National Public Radio and Sirius Satellite Radio have long-standing programming agreements. The next step in the merger is a review by the Federal Communications Commission.
That was NPR's Felix Contreras reporting.
'Cause I gotta have faith.
Well, they had faith and it worked. Fans of pop star George Michael will be treated to his first tour of the U.S. and Canada in 17 years. The multi-city tour will open in San Diego June 17th. Other stops include Atlanta, L.A., New York, and Montreal. In other good news, George Michael's greatest hits album, 25, will hit stores in the U.S. on April 1st. That's the news. It's always online at npr.org.
This is NPR.